Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's turn now to the world of sports, where the greatest soccer tournament in the world is about to kick off.
Also, the French Open wraps up.
And the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays just can't stop beaning each other.
Joining us, as always, as he does on Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Happily, there has not been too much actual beaning, although
pretty close.
Some close calls, yes.
Pretty close. Speaking of pretty close, let's talk about the Sox, because today Sox pitcher Brandon Workman was suspended for 6 games due to that pitch he threw at Fenway last week at head level of the Tampa Bay Rays third baseman Evan Longoria that could have hit him. Here was the call on Nesson.
Wow. He's out. Ejected from the game. A ball up towards the head and behind it of Longoria. Brandon Workman is going to be ejected from this game, and he is contending that it slipped out of his hand in the rain.
Now, Bill, so Workman gets a 6-game suspension, but the thing that that sort of is believed to have made him decide to do that is that the Rays pitcher, David Price, did hit David Ortiz and start this tit-for-tat. So for you, is this kind of just baseball as usual, or were you kind of troubled by this?
No, I was not troubled by it. I mean, it is troubling when a pitcher throws behind a hitter, because the real possibility is that in trying to get out of the way, the hitter steps backward and actually gets hit in the head. So that would have been exceedingly troubling. This is the kind of thing that sometimes happens. And I don't think David Ortiz is entirely without blame, because when you hit a home run, you should proceed around the bases with a certain degree of celerity rather than watching the ball leave the park and then strolling around the bases as if you had nowhere particular to go.
But Big Poppy plays by special rules. We all know that.
People around the league have begun to understand that, and they don't like it very much.
So, Bill, suspending a pitcher for 6 games may sound like a big deal, but since they only play every 6 games anyway, it doesn't seem like a significant sanction. So if that's the case, why do it at all?
Because it is a financial sanction. 6 days of suspension means 6 days without pay. And even at the rate that these guys are paid, they are likely to miss that a little bit.
Bill, let's move on to the World Cup soccer, which begins in Brazil a week from tomorrow. 64 games in the tournament. What are the matches that you're looking forward toward seeing this
Well,
year?
I'm very glad that you asked me that, Anthony.
I know. This is right in your
wheelhouse.
Yes,
the opening match sees Brazil play Croatia on Thursday, June the 12th, and that should be great fun, just because watching Brazil play soccer is always great fun. On Friday, June 13th, Spain against the Netherlands is a replay of the final from 4 years ago, and we can only hope that the Netherlands won't try to physically dismantle Spain, thus making it impossible for them to continue in the tournament, which is what they tried to do in the final 4 years ago. England, Italy, a day later on Saturday, is always an interesting kind of exhibition. To see how many Italian players will remain on their feet. And then on Monday, June 16th, the U.S. will finally open against Ghana. And that should be good, because of the three teams that the U.S. has to meet in group play, Ghana is theoretically the weakest. And if they can't beat Ghana, or at least get
well.
Some
yeah.
sort of a result, a tie against Ghana, it certainly does not bode well for them going forward.
Bill, a surprising fact about the games is that the U.S. is now the second largest market for tickets to the World Cup games, I'm reading. Big shift from the South Africa World Cup 4 years ago, when the U.S. wasn't even in the top 10. So the U.S. isn't expected to go very far, and yet lots of interest.
Well, we're in the right hemisphere this time around, and that probably has
something. You think something, that's all that explains
it? Has something to do with it. The game is getting more and more popular. There's no question about it. People in the U.S. have money for travel, and Brazil is a romantic destination, even in these times of considerable civil unrest in Brazil.
Hmm. Who are the favorites going into the tournament this year?
Well, Brazil, I think, has to be considered a favorite, even if they weren't the top-ranked team in the world. Playing at home, historically, is a gigantic advantage in the World Cup. Argentina is second-ranked in the world, and they have Messi, who I think is the best player in the world. Spain is the defending champ, and Germany can never be counted out.
All right, the World Cup, it all begins in Brazil a week from tomorrow, and that's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR Saturday mornings at 7, and again at 7 p.m. He joins us every Wednesday. Bill, thanks.
Great to see you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.